Jesus, we pray that we would encounter You today. We pray, Lord, that You would touch our hearts, speak to us, and change our lives for the glory of God. It's in Your name we pray. Amen. When I teach folks at the Bible College how to interpret narratives in the Bible, I tell them to draw a comic strip.
我在圣经学校里面教人家怎么样去明白圣经里面的叙述的时候，我总会跟他们说，如果你想要更好的明白的话，最容易的方法就是画一个漫画出来。
It helps them to see the scenes. It helps them to see the careful descriptions that the narrator puts in there.
因为如果你透过这幅漫画的话，你能够很好的去看见这个叙述故事的叙述人要有怎么样的场景，什么样的设置。
You see the conflict and resolution, and you see the dialogue.
你看见其中人物的冲突，你看到解决的方法，而且你会看到他们的对话。
So I thought today with the kids here and everything.
所以我今天就在想，在我们当中，今天有这么多的孩子们。
Why don't I share with you the comic that I came up with?
那要不我就用我自己画的漫画跟大家一起分享好了。
So we're going to read a portion of the scripture together.
我们今天会一起读我们今天要看的其中的一些经节。
We'll see the comic and then we'll discuss it a bit.
我们会看我画的漫画，然后我们再会有一点讨论。
So let's read together, verse 1.
我们一起读第一节。 安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
And so here we have the comic.
好，这里我们就会有一幅漫画。
It's good, it's good.
其实画的还挺好的。
You see the sun there? At first light.
你会看见在那里清晨的第一缕曙光。
First thing in the morning, Sunday morning.
星期日早上的第一束光。
This was the first opportunity that the ladies had to go and address the tomb.
这是两个玛利亚他们那一天最早能拥有的机会去看坟墓的机会。
And this was because of the Sabbath regulations.
是因为在安息日有很多的规条说是你不可以在安息日当日出去的。
This means that they have had to struggle with the death of Christ for well over a day now.
所以如果你是那两个玛利亚的话，你会知道你当时已经是因为耶稣的死挣扎了差不多一天多。
All Saturday, all Friday evening, and all Saturday.
礼拜五的整个夜晚，加上礼拜六的全天。
I'm pretty sure that they did not eat, sleep, or drink anything.
我很肯定他们当时肯定是没有心思去吃饭，也没有心思去睡觉。
How could they?
你说他们怎么能够有心思去吃饭睡觉？
Just before the crucifixion, he said, "This bread is my body."
因为就在耶稣上十字架之前，他才跟门徒说了，这饼是我的身体，这酒是我的血。
This wine is my blood. And then they see his body.
然后就在他说完这些话没多久，他就看到他的身，大家就看到他的身体在十字架上面了。
Mangled on the cross. And his blood poured out. There has got to be more to life than food or drink. There must be more. They were coming to see the tomb with their heads bowed and their very sad faces as you see in the comic.
如果你看这幅画仔细看的话，你会发现两个玛利亚是带着很悲伤的表情，然后低着头是去坟墓那边的。
A week ago, they were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel!"
在一个礼拜，在这发生这件事的一个礼拜之前，大家还在城门那里喊说，和撒那欢迎耶稣进城。
Mary Magdalene herself had been cured by Jesus.
抹大拉的玛利亚自身还曾经被耶稣去治愈过。
She was haunted or possessed by demons, and Jesus cast them out.
当时他被很多恶鬼附身，是耶稣去到他那里，帮他把身上的恶鬼赶走。
His words and his actions, they expected him to be the one.
透过耶稣所行出来的神迹以及他的教导，大家都期待他就是那个众人期待已久的弥赛亚。
Yeah, the Savior, the Messiah.
大家都希望他就是那个救主。
And now?
但是现在呢?
He's dead.
他死了。
And not just dead.
他不仅仅是死了。
He was mocked, spit upon.
他被嘲笑，他被人吐唾沫。
Stripped.
他被人撕扯。
Beaten.
他被人打。
And crucified.
他被钉在十字架上。
Do you see the bag there?
你看到抹在两个玛利亚手中有拿一个袋子吗？
The other Gospels don't Matthew doesn't mention it, but the other Gospels do.
在马太福音里面并没有提到他们手中有个袋子，但是你看其他福音书，你会看到其中记载着他们手上是带着个袋子的。
The women, they carried spices to the tomb.
这两个女人，她们带着香膏去到了那个坟墓那里。
Have you ever wondered why?
你们有没有想过为什么她们去个坟墓还要带上香膏？
Death stinks.
因为死人身上散发出来的味道是很难闻的。
It was to hide the stench of death.
他们带这些香膏就是为了把死人身上的那个味道给抹去。
Their expectations shattered.
他们的期望可以说是摇摇欲坠。
They may have asked themselves, if he can't save himself, can he still save us?
他们心里面可能就在想说，如果他没有办法拯救自己，他有方法能救我们吗？
Did he lose his authority?
他是不是已经失掉了他的权柄？
Did his superpowers wear off or something?
他的超能力是不是变弱了？
Once thinking that Jesus would rule forever, now they're wondering, what do we do as a body?
曾经大家都觉得耶稣就是那个能够统治全地的人，但是现在心里面想的却是，我们要拿他的尸首来怎么办？
Yet despite their fears and sadness, they came.
但是虽然他们有恐惧，他们有悲伤，他们还是来了。
And they didn't just come just to come, they came to serve.
这两个女子来，她们不仅仅是要来看，她们还是来侍奉的。
They knew that there was something more.
她们知道，那肯定还有更多。
There had to be.
肯定会有更多。
Verse 2, again,
第二节我们一起读。忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头分开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
And his clothes were white as snow. And then the comic.
好，这是第二幅漫画。
Matthew says that the cause of the earthquake was the arrival of an angel.
马太福音里面说，地之所以震动，是因为有天使的降临。
I picture this like a jet.
在我的想象里面，我会把它想成一个直升飞机开得离你很近。
Right when you're at the airport, you feel the ground shake just by its coming in.
如果你是去过那种航天展览会，有一个飞机来你面前开得很近的话，你能感受到地面的震动。
It takes your breath away.
它震动如此之大，它是可以让你觉得整个人很惊讶的。
And Matthew describes this angel as radiant, glowing, if you will.
在这本书的记载里面呢，天使的记载是说它整个人如同闪电，整个是发亮的。
Angels are a reality.
其实天使是真的是存在的。
They're God's messengers, and they do His work.
他们是神的使者，而且他们是为神去做工的。
They tend to deliver the messages that God doesn't want us to miss or mess up.
经常性的，他们会给人带去很多神想要人不想神不想人类去翻译错误，或者是不想人类错过的信息。
Angels are great. They're awesome and powerful.
天使是很有伟大力量，而且他们是看起来非常令人觉得震惊的。
But there is so much more to Christianity than angels.
但是基督教本身的意义来说，除了天使之外还有很多。
Now, they got an angel speaking to them.
好，这两个玛利亚遇见了天使，天使跟他们说话。
And you got me speaking to you.
今天呢，是我在跟你们讲话。
I don't even glow in the dark, I'm sorry.
我在黑暗里面我都不会发光。
There's got to be something more, right?
但是我们都知道在这以外肯定还有更多。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And the guards were so afraid.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
And again.
他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安葬主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且带你们先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。
Because of the angels, the Roman soldiers, the guards there, they basically pass out due to fear.
因为看见了这个天使。看守的罗马军兵他们基本上就吓得晕过去了。
You see them there laying.
所以你看到两个罗马军兵拿着盾牌就躺在那儿。
But the women themselves, they were at least conscious.
但这两个女子呢，她们至少是清醒的。
Certainly they too were afraid.
当然她们看到天使，她们也是有恐惧。
They find this glow-in-the-dark angel sitting up on top of the rock. The stone would have been impossible for them to move.
Again,
for this angel, no big deal. And he sits up there confidently, like, no big deal. And the angel speaks to the ladies. He says, don't be afraid. I know it's Jesus that you're seeking. He's not here.
他不在这里,
he has raised.
他已经复活了,
just as he said.
就像他说的一样,
sometimes we too need to be reminded of what Jesus says.
有的时候我们的确是需要别人不断地提醒我们耶稣跟我们说过什么。
That's why we come to church.
这就是为什么我们会来教会,
and the angel goes on.
然后天使继续说道,
he says, come see the place, the tomb where he was lying.
说你们来看他曾经在这个坟墓。
Then he says, get going.
然后就跟他们说,
there's more to this story.
因为故事还有很多。
Tell the disciples that Jesus is alive.
去告诉门徒耶稣已经复活了。
But there's more. He's not just alive.
因为他不仅仅是复活了。
A tomb? There is so much more to church, to Christianity, to even this Easter celebration than a tomb.
这个坟墓对于基督教的意义来说还有更多,
there's more to it than an empty tomb.
整个故事不是停在这个空的坟墓这里。
Verse 8, so the women hurried away from the tomb,
afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples.
The ladies, they take off like horses in a horse race.
这两个玛利亚呢就特别兴奋，他们就像赛马场的赛马一样，马上就跑过去了。
Maybe that's a bad analogy. We'll use
我这么样去比喻好像不太妥当。
Running after Prince Charles or after the prince.
但是我觉得如果女生去看的话，可能就是两个公主遇到了他们的白马王子，就像白马王子跑了过去。
Their hair swooshing back, their gown, their toga, and all that.
他们的头发就被风吹得到处乱散，然后裙子也被吹到后面去了。
Trying to keep their pretty little sandals on their feet as they run.
他们漂亮的鞋子也因为跑步所以就开始七歪八裂的。
And their hearts are pounding.
因为他们是跑那么的快，他们的心跳也不断的在加速。
Not just from the running.
不仅仅是因为跑步的缘故。
But because of the excitement that they have now.
还有因为是他们是非常的兴奋。
You see that they have total different expressions on their faces.
如果你再看我画的漫画的话，你会发现他们现在那个嘴巴是上扬的。
They have gone from there's got to be more.
他们从刚开始的疑惑，应该不止于此吧。
To indeed, there's more.
去到了完全的肯定的语气说，一定是有更多。
And it says that they ran.
故事的记载是说，他们是跑过去的。
They responded to the word with quick action.
他们对天使的话语的回应是用了非常快的行为。
There's nothing worse than someone hearing the word of the Lord and then running off with nothing on their minds but lunch.
有的时候，如果基督徒听到了神的话语，听到了神的呼召，什么都不去做，心里面想的就是赶快到楼下去吃午餐的。那我觉得没有比这个更可悲的事情了。These
women, on the other hand, they did the right thing.
但这两个女子，她们是做了对的选择。They
came to serve.
她们来到这个空的坟墓，是带着一个侍奉的心来的。They
heard the word.
她们听见了信息。And
they went, knowing that they had been sent.
她们赶快去了，因为她们心里面有一个使命感。
They had their mission and they went to carry it out quickly.
他们心里面带着这个使命感就赶紧的去实施了。
What is God calling you to do?
今天神对你的呼召是什么?
I'm confident that he speaks to you.
我很确定的是他对我们每一个人都有说话。
Is he telling you to witness to a coworker, a classmate?
今天要跟你说的是让你去跟你的同事，让你去跟你的同学去做见证吗?
To call a family member?
是今天他要跟你说的是给你家里的某一个亲戚打电话吗?
To stop doing this or start doing that?
他今天要跟你说的是让你停止做某一件事，去开始做某一件事吗?
You know that there is more to this.
你知道这一切都不止于此。
There's more than just hearing the word.
我们都知道
我们听了道，听了话之后，我们是要去行道。
Think about this.
我们好好的思考一下，去祷告。
We're going to ask for a response later.
我们等一下会想要问大家一个问题，希望大家能回应。
Be prayerful even now. What?
甚至在现在这个时候，我就鼓励大家带着一颗祷告的心。
What is God telling you?
今天神告诉你的是什么？
Verse 9.
第九节，忽然耶稣遇见他们，说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。”
While they were actively responding to the word, something happened.
就在这两个玛利亚带着急切的心情去行出他们使命感的时候，有事情发生了。
Someone showed up.
有人出现了。
Not another glow-in-the-dark angel.
不是一个会在黑暗里发光的天使。
Not a politician.
不是一个政客。
Not a prophet.
不是一个先知。
Jesus himself showed up.
是耶稣他本身出现了。
And I love the translation in the video. He says, "Good morning."
我刚刚非常喜欢我们看的那个录像上面的。那个耶稣说出来的第一句话，录像里面说的是早上好。
One of the greatest problems we have in Christianity is to turn Christianity to a bunch of do this, and here's a rule and there's a rule.
在基督教里面，有的时候最大的缩点就是很多时候我们就会只看到说，觉得是命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，利上加利。
Christianity is not just a religion or way of life.
基督教不只是一个生活的方式，也不仅仅是一个宗教。
It is so much more.
其中包含了有更多。
It is Christ Himself interacting with us.
它关于的是救主耶稣基督和你个人之间的互动。
He is the living God.
他是一个永活的神。
He walks with us and He talks with us.
他今天在我们当中和我们每一个人都有说话。
He heals us, he guides us.
他治愈我们，他指引我们。
And he changes our mourning into dancing.
他把我们的哀哭变成跳舞。
A life of interactions with Jesus, that is what inspires true spiritual worship.
一个能够和主有个人之间的互动的生命，正是催生出一个灵性上面真正的敬拜的。
I love that my dad taught me to pray.
我还记得小时候，我爸爸是怎么教我祷告的，我特别喜欢。
He would say, "Just talk to Jesus like he's your best friend, like he's right there."
他跟我说，他说你就跟耶稣像把他当你的好朋友一样
，Because、
跟他讲话。
He is.
因为他就是你最好的朋友。
He might say to me, "Hey, buddy, get up, let's go."
耶稣可能会说，嘿，兄弟，站起来吧。
He might say to you, "你好."
他可能会用中文跟你说你好。
Right? He speaks our own language.
他需用的是我们个人懂的语言。
We are not deists.
我们不是自然主义者。
He's living and active.
因为我们今天相信的神是活着的神，是一个有互动的神。
He speaks, and fortunately, sometimes he interrupts us.
他跟我们每个人说话，更好的是，有的时候他会亲自来妨碍、阻碍我们一些事情。
Do not be surprised if he interrupts your life.
如果你今天你觉得你的生命中有神的参与，你觉得他在好像在你生命放路障，不要觉得惊讶。
Look for him and listen for him.
去寻找他，去听他。
Jesus is not a mute idol.
因为耶稣不是一个不会说话的神像。
So let me describe a story when Jesus literally turned my mourning into dancing.
现在我想要跟大家分享一下耶稣我生命中的一个小故事，就是在这个故事里面，神把我的哀哭变成了跳舞。
I used to struggle with severe depression.
我之前我因为有很严重很严重的抑郁症，我有很多的挣扎。
With daily thoughts of suicide for years.
我连续有好几年，我每天都有那种自杀的倾向。
I remember playing on the worship team at a church in Idaho.
我还记得我当时我在一个爱达华州的一个教会，我是在敬拜小组里面侍奉。
And we would play that song because he lives.
当时我们经常会谈到会唱一首歌叫做因为因着他活着。
And the last line in the chorus there.
在歌词的最后一句，他是这么说的。
Says life is worth living just because he lives.
最后一句的歌词是说，生命是值得活的，因为他活着。
I would think that's right.
我心里面就会想说，是呀。
If it wasn't for Jesus, I don't want to be here.
我心里就会觉得说，如果不是因为耶稣的缘故，我真的不想在这里。
And then, just probably maybe 5 years ago, I was at John's acupuncture shop.
5 years ago, 我就在黄叔叔的那个针灸治疗所那里。
And I was filling out one of those health things.
就是你知道你要去看医生的时候，你都得填表。我当时就在填一份表。
Have you ever had a stroke? No.
上面会问很多问题，比如说他会问你有没有中风过，没有。
Ever had a heart attack? No.
我也从来没有得过糖尿病，也没有得过心脏病。
Do you suffer from severe depression?
当时有一栏就是问你有没有忧郁症。
I thought, oh boy, here we go again. Yes.
当时我就在想说，那肯定要写有啊，因为我
每次都没有。
就在我想要在那个有的那一栏打记号的时候。
And Jesus simply said, "Don't mark that box."
我就听到耶稣跟我说，他说不要在那栏打勾。
I said, "Okay."
我当时就想，哦 ，OK。
I'll take that, Jesus.
那我就想说，那我就不打勾呗。
No, I don't suffer from severe depression.
当时我就在没有的那一栏打勾了。
Just like that, one moment with Jesus.
就是在那一刹那。
And no thoughts of suicide, no depression. Cured of that for years.
我就再也没有自杀的念头，也没有忧郁症的倾向了。
Expect Jesus.To turn your mourning into dancing.
所以各位弟兄姐妹们，你们是可以能够去期待主在你的生命里面把哀哭变成跳舞的。
Jesus speaks in a number of ways.
耶稣讲话的方式有很多种。
In our passage today, his commands are.
今天我们的信息里面，他有给我们一个命令。
Don't be afraid.
他说不要害怕。
Go and tell my disciples or my brothers.
去告诉我的弟兄们。
We find our specific mission a few verses later.
然后我们就会在好几节经文之后看到我们的大使命。
Go and make disciples.
去。
He doesn't just say, go and make a great life for yourself.
他没有说在圣经里面，耶稣没有说到去享受你的生活。
Develop a great career.
他说让你去把你的职业发展得非常。
Make sure your kids have the best of everything.
也没有跟你说保证你小孩有最好的资源。
Serve in church when it's convenient.
也没有说方便的话，你在教会里面侍奉。
And make sure you plan for retirement.
也没有说你一定要记得把你的退休生活计划好。
No.
他都没有这么说。
He says, "Do not be afraid. Go."
他说的是不要害怕，去吧。
Go and tell people that I'm alive.
去告诉人家我今天是活着的。
Go and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
There is more.To Christianity, there's more to church than this.
如果你说只是教会，只是基督教的话，我可以告诉你，在这其中有更多的。
It's not just about serving in church.
其实基督教不是仅仅是在跟你说要在教会里面侍奉。
There's more to it than glow in the dark angels.
也不仅仅是故事只停在会发光的天使这里。
There's even more to it than hearing the word and obeying the word.
也不仅仅是听到就行到这里。
There is Christ.
我们要看的是这其中有基督。
And he is alive.
而且他今天是活着的。
And he wants to speak to you.
而且他是想要跟你说话的。
He wants you to speak to him.
而且他也想你跟他说话。
As I said, we're going to call for action.
就像我刚刚说的，我等下会要给大家一个呼召。
Are you burdened on the inside?
你内心今天是不是觉得非常的疲累？
Do you want more out of church?
你希不希望能够在教会里面得到更多？
We so badly want to be part of an introduction between you and Jesus.
我们每个人都想要成为你和耶稣之间一个简介的一份子。
So I'd like everybody to just bow your heads, close your eyes, and pray with me.
所以我就想邀请每一个人，我们一起低头。我想大家跟我一起做一个祷告。
So just as we do this, I would like you just to pray quietly amongst yourself.
在我们一起这么做的时候，我也希望大家可以安静的自己祷告。
And as we pray, and as you are praying now,
我们现在开始祷告，你也开始祷告。
If you want to begin a new life with Christ,
如果你想要在基督里面有个全新的生命，
we certainly want to encourage that, foster that.
我们是非常希望你真的能够做这个决定，并且希望能够鼓励你去做这个决定。
So we're going to ask that you just raise your hand.
所以我们想要请大家举手。
And as you do, I'll ask that Sarah just look around and take note of who does, that we might minister to you.
如果今天你真的愿意做出这个决定的话，我也希望你举手。我们希望能够成为你和主之间的这样一个简介的一份子。
The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
圣经里面说，他说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
If you have raised your hand, we have taken note of that.
如果你已经举手了，我们已经记下来你是哪一位了。
And after the service,We would like you to stay and we'll pray with you.
在整个结束仪式崇拜结束之后，我们希望能够和你能够有个一对一的祷告的时间。
Let me conclude in prayer.
让我做一个结束祷告。
Jesus, you are alive.
主啊，你是活着的。
And I thank you.
我为此而感谢你。
I thank you that we could talk.
我谢谢你，因为你给了我们机会，可以和你单对单的对话。
I thank you that you've invaded my life.
我谢谢你，因为你在我们的生命当中有你亲自的做工。
I thank you that you've cured me of so much.
我要感谢你，因为你真的是治愈了我。
Called me.
你亲自的呼召了我。
To serve.
你亲自的呼召我出来去侍奉。
Allowed me to.Participate with what you're doing here.
允许我成为你的同工。
May I never take that for granted.
我知道我是多么的不配，所以我不会把这一切视为理所当然。
And I pray for everyone here, Lord.
主啊，我也为我们在座的每一个人祷告。
That you would speak to them personally.
我祷告你会跟他们每一个人亲自的去跟他们说话。
That you would open their ears that they might hear you.
去开他们的耳朵，让他们亲自的能听见你的声音。
And strike their hearts that they might respond to you.
亲自开他们的心门，让他们能够自己的来回应你。
And I pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen.
我这样的祷告乃是奉着你伟大的名求。Amen.